One of the biggest complaints that we receive as an agency is when the brand manager or the main point of contact churns. That is, somebody graduates from my Amazon guy and the person that was integrated with the brand or the client is no longer here. My name is Stephen Pope. I'm the founder of My Amazon Guy. And in this video, I'm going to discuss some of the pros and cons and the challenges behind this situation. So at My Amazon Guy, we have over 50 brand managers, about 400 clients, and they are our quarterback in this metaphor. So if we looked through and pulled up a football team, we could look at a graphic or something like this. So the brand manager or the account manager, the strategist behind all the things that happen between us, the agency, and the client or the brand, is the quarterback or QB. They're the person that's going to decide where to throw it, when, and why. And if the defensive line lets them down, quarterback gets sacked by all kinds of bad guys. The wide receiver can score touchdowns. The running back can score touchdowns. These are going to be all the support people involved on running the offense. It's going to include your pay-per-click, your design, maybe even your project manager. Now, we also try and help out the brand manager with a coach. And the coach is the account director or brand director. So from the sidelines, the coach is, you know, giving some encouragement into the QB and saying, hey, maybe we should run this play right now. But at the end of the day, the entire game is based on whether the quarterback makes the right decision or throws the ball perfectly to its intended destination. So when a play is drawn up, it's going to probably fall on the quarterback 9 out of 10 times if things don't work out. One way you might see a play drawn up is something like this or something like this. The whole idea here is that the quarterback has instructions and has run these plays before with their team. And the team knows that the wide receiver on the left is going to zigzag up and get to that destination right around that 35-yard line. Similarly, other members of the team are also doing their own various things, zigzagging here or doing a slant. And the quarterback has options. They know that they can throw it to multiple locations depending on how things pan out. So as the general manager, that's me, I own the team. I choose which coaches to hire, and I also choose which players to put on the team. Now, obviously, I have a whole recruiting staff, just like a regular NFL football team has. So when we decide what these plays look like, I also help with the coach draw these up. And I say, hey, I would like a system in a book, and we're going to give it out to all of our players, and the quarterback's going to memorize these plays and know what to say, when to say it, etc. Sometimes you even have to have a little mascot involved. This is Loki. You may have seen some of his younger days when he was a puppy. He's now full grown, about a year old now, and he's 50 pounds. He's a Vizsla. So you got to have your mascot for your team as well, right? It's super important. In any case, I built all of these plays. It's dinner time. Can you tell? I built all these plays, and I call it the Brand Manager Playbook. And this Brand Manager Playbook is given out to everybody on the team, and they know exactly what plays to do and when. And then the quarterback gets to decide which ones to run and when. And if all goes according to plan, we're scoring some touchdowns and we're winning some games. Now, the tricky part, though, is what happens when your quarterback switches? Well, in some instances, the second or third string quarterback actually does better. I relied upon Claude to pull up some instances of this. Some of the most notable ones include Tom Brady of the New England Patriots in the 2001. Brady was the backup to Drew Bledsoe, I think that's how you say it. When he was injured, Brady took over and led the Patriots to an 11-5 record and a Super Bowl victory over the heavily favored St. Louis Rams. There are four other instances here from Kurt Warner, Jeff Holstelletter, Doug Williams, and Nick Foles of various different teams. Now, obviously, we don't want the client or the brand to feel like they're getting the second or third string quarterback. That's where the metaphor starts to break down. And in many instances, we're actually just bringing in a different quarterback or trading, so to speak, right? So you have to think through strategically how you communicate these things. It's a challenging exercise. One of the things that I try and do is point out that, back to this diagram, the quarterback is only one player on the field. We still have a team surrounding them that are still there. All of the same PPC specialists, all of the same design and Amazon specialists, merchandisers, project manager, they're all still there. We're only swapping out the quarterback. But because the quarterback is the face of the brand, it's jarring to everybody involved. So we have to do something more than just give it lip service. Some of the things that we do during a transition of a brand manager is the following. We have in place a never-ending document of notes for everything that is going on with the brand. And this is like the notes, the sync notes, the most important high-level things that are going on with the brand. So we keep track of that, and we're always up to speed. And one of the very unique things that I do, and it takes everybody who's new at MAG some time to adjust to this, is I have a never-ending Google Doc, and we put the newest things on top of it. The benefit of doing this is when you pull up that brand document, you can immediately see what's fresh and then start scrolling down and work your way into it. So it eliminates scroll fatigue. It's just one of my biggest preferences. So that's a really important point and way to guide through note-taking to begin with, but also through a transitionary period. We also have a three deep to a seat kind of concept. So if the main quarterback is the brand manager, the backup to that would be the coach, which is the account director or brand director, and the third deep to the seat is the project manager. Project manager and the account director are all following the brand manager around. Their presence is known. Usually the client slash brand or the fans in the stadium, in our metaphor for a football metaphor, are familiar with them. Now, they may not have been at every meeting. They may not have spoken at every topic, but they're there. They're CC'd on the emails. So it keeps some continuity. Still uncomfortable though. So even though we point out, hey, the whole team is still here, we're just doing a line swap on the quarterback, they still miss their Brett Favre, even if it was Brett Favre in his worst season. So that's a big challenge. A lot of cancellations and churn from a client occur during a brand manager swap. It's actually probably the most sensitive time during a client relationship that is self-inflicted in many instances, right? So if you assign too many accounts to a brand manager, they're more likely to get burned out and then disappear. And sometimes that happens. In other instances, an agency may underpay their brand manager and they seek employment somewhere else. But more often than not, especially at MAG, it's more about the burnout than it is a culture question or a salary issue. So one of the things I've been testing recently on trying to convince clients that it's okay when we swap the quarterback, or at least to sell into the objection a little bit, is to point out how if they were in charge of this in-house, it would be their burden to find the new brand manager, find the new quarterback, as well as run the whole NFL team, quite frankly. But this calculus doesn't seem to translate, and so I've been working on this, and I've been interacting with some clients during these transitions to try and figure out the way to articulate it and to sell into this objection. So sometimes I'll ask questions to help psychologically help them come to the conclusion that I want them to come to without me being the one that says it. For instance, we had a client that canceled today, and they cited their reason that we swapped brand managers and they didn't want to start over. So I simply asked them a question. Now that you're going to take this in-house, how are you going to deal with churn or turnover? And that question might salvage that client relationship because they might come back around and saying, you know what, on second thought, I don't want to do that. Why? Because it's painful, right? Agencies have this huge advantage when it comes to talent pools. When one guy goes down or graduates, as I like to say, because I run an education company, so when somebody leaves MAG, they graduate, right? Then there are 10 other available assets or players ready to rock and roll. And agencies, if they're smart, will overhire and have people on deck for these very scenarios because you can't miss a beat. The second you miss a beat, Janet Jackson starts singing, what have you done for me lately? And hopefully during a Super Bowl halftime show, we don't see more than we want to see as a family episode. So hopefully some of you guys got that reference. If you didn't, don't Google it. So in any case, as a brand owner and an agency owner, I have constantly try and think about what I can do to improve my systems and improve client interaction and the support that they're getting from our services. There are strategic things and systems that I can work on, but there's also perceptional issues. And brand manager changes are a constant at all agencies, right? No matter what agency you are in the Amazon space, there's a certain percentage point of churn that occurs with talent leaving or joining the agency. So even if you have a 0% churn, if your agency is growing, you have to bring in new brand managers. You still have to redelegate some accounts. And in some instances, we might have a brand manager who's starting to perform at a higher level than the client is paying us for. And in those instances, we have to do a quarterback swap because the NFL has capped our salary for this team and we got to relocate him over to a different team so that we can get some of that salary cap back to make a higher profit, right? And at My Amazon Guy, I have a very profitable agency and most agencies are struggling in that 10 to 15% profit rating and I more than triple that. And so the benefits of having a higher profit margin allows me to make more growth acquisitions, M&A. It opens up a lot of options, right? As a franchise owner, as a team owner, I can do a lot of things with the purse. So by padding each of these areas, you're playing defense in some and offense in the others, right? The defense is overhire, have a talent pool, have a second and third string quarterback ready to roll. And then the offense then becomes when you have the ability to make some movements, you can also cut your weakest brand managers and then give some salary cap to your better ones, right? And to be able to retain talent as well. So it's a very complicated dynamic aspect. And hopefully me going through an NFL metaphor here for football fans out there, it struck a chord somewhere with somebody. Let me know in the comments section. Also, if you're an agency owner and you have a tough issue that you're looking for content on, leave a question for me in the comments section. You never know, I might shoot a video on your topic next. My name is Stephen Pope. I'm the founder of My Amazon Guy. And if you're an agency that also needs further support, I also am selling my own agency system, what got me to 20 million ARR, over at myguy.agency. And you can check out a free case study by clicking on case study right here. And it goes into great detail on how I built the agency and where I've been since 2018 when I first made the agency. Also, we're going to be releasing our brand manager playbook. I don't have a price for it yet, but it's coming. Be on the lookout for that and come back. And anybody who is a brand or an agency is going to want to purchase this because it's basically going to let you know how I got to the Super Bowl, run these plays. And there's going to be about 45, 50 different plays you can take with any brand on Amazon and just figure out which play to run when so you can get to the Super Bowl too. Thanks for watching.